Well, hello there, you good folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. This is Roddy Jenkins with you once again, and this is part three of Living with Eczema, part one and two are on Audioboo, audioboo.fm, Roddy Jenkins, capital J, and there are also links on, certainly on Twitter, and hopefully now on Facebook as well. So you can find those as well. Well, I said this part two rather abruptly, I thought, because the party has run out of time. If you know Emily suffers from eczema, or you suffer from eczema yourself, and you want to swap notes, stories, comments, feelings, ideas, thoughts, what have you, then please do so. You can follow me here on Audioboo. It's audioboo.fm/Roddy Jenkins. You can also tweet me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Roddy Jenkins. And you can follow me there as well. Or you can befriend me on Facebook, facebook.com/Roddy Jenkins. And if you've got any sort of concern about export treatments, or if you're a medical practitioner yourself, you want to swap stories. If you are on certainly on Twitter, a couple of good people to follow is Eczema Support, which is the Nottingham Expert Support Service. It's twitter.com/Expert Support, Eczema Support, all one word, or the National Eczema Society. They're also on Twitter as well, and they can be found at Eczema Society, again, all one word. Well worth following. They'll follow you back, and they'll have links to specialists or people that can help, give you advice, support, whatever, if you are with eczema, or somebody, family member, friend, what have you, but suffers at the moment. Because I think, eczema's a skin, being a skin complaint, skin is something we all sort of take for granted. And I think until something goes wrong, then we just think, oh, well, nothing happened to it, And I'm not trying to belittle the likes of cancer and MS and anything, all the rest, because I know those are strokes. I mean, they are terrible conditions in their own right, but I think eczema does get, is always, skin's always the poor relation of the medical world, basically. And I always remember when I've been hospitalized because the eczema's flared up really, really badly, and you see all the student nurses doing work in the wards, and I tend to say to them, listen, what have you guys thought of which area you guys want to go and specialise in? And I'm always almost like, groveling and pleading and begging them, think of dermatology, think of skincare and stuff like that. Because it really is a worthwhile condition, and it's a worthwhile sort of perfect area of medicine to get involved in. I can't stress it enough, and I think the Eczema Society and not an Eczema Support will probably hopefully agree with me, I don't know. But certainly we need to sort of highlight it more. And I think thankfully a lot of doctors, family doctors and GPs or what have you, have been trained over the years in treatment. I mean, I can remember it's almost like a conveyor belt. If you didn't know a doctor particularly well, and they didn't know the eczema or the points, they think, oh, we'll just try this cream and that'd be it, fine. And he's always like, next please. And so he really wanted to have something that is understanding to your condition. And I think it's the same with any condition you might have. You want, obviously, a gym practitioner to be thinking, right, okay, I know your condition, your ailments, what have you, and I can obviously help you to take it. I say, we had a brilliant, I've been lucky over the years, frankly, with your one or two exceptions, but I've been lucky in having doctors and GPs that really, really know what they're doing. And I'm prepared to really help you. I'm prepared to, okay, now I'm going to sit down and listen. And I'm going to think, okay, right, you know, you're going to have your full 10, 15 minutes worth of my time, you know, to say, okay, right, we need to think, okay, what treatment can we use for this? What's going to work there? We tried X, Y, Z. Let's try another X, Y, Z, see what this one does. You know, as I said in the last two booths, yeah, I've been lucky in that sense, but there's so many people that don't have that luck. And I think, thankfully now, GPs are being educated in the causes of eczema, the treatment of eczema for cream. It's not just a case, oh, well, don't try this cream or this ointment or whatever, off you go, see you next week kind of thing. It's sort of, go and try this treatment. Try it for a week, a fortnight, whatever. Then come back to me. Then we can have another review of it. I think nowadays, a lot of people are thankfully now getting that sort of that level of service from the NHS and indeed from private, I suppose. And, but I think it's just nicer that you're able to think, yes, okay, I'm going to try this, and if it's not working, I can come back to you and say, well, actually, I tried it. Didn't quite have the results you and I were hoping for. You know, and you look at alternative treatments, you know, and I think it's very, very important. So I think certainly the Eczema Society and Eczema Support, respectively, on Twitter, are well worth following. And they'll follow you back. And they're always there to help and then here, and I think, yeah, as I said, I'm here as well. I mean, I've had eczema now for what, like 37, nearly 38. I've had it all my life, so yeah, it's something that you don't have to feel embarrassed about. You know, there are people, myself included, that I hear that I can sort of, like I say, swap stories with fellow sufferers, swap notes, swap ideas, observations, treatments, suggestions, what have you. Because we're all different. What works for one person might not work for somebody else. You know, so there isn't, with all sort of medicine and medical ailments, there isn't a sort of, okay, one size fits all, one treatment fits all, you know. Because sadly that's not the case, but I think if you do suffer or you know somebody that suffered, then please get in touch. Love to hear from you. You can follow me as I say here on Audio Boo, it's audioboo.fm, Robbie Jenkins. Capital R, capital J, if you don't mind, get a bit OCD about that. Likewise, you can follow me on Twitter or send me a tweet or DM or whatever, it's twitter.com/Robbie Jenkins, again, capital J. And you can post a message to me on Facebook as well. So, you probably guess by now, it's facebook.com, capital J, Robbie Jenkins, yeah, that's me. So anyway, slightly shorter part 3 this one, but it's just really kind of conscious that, again, I was bumping up to our sort of 50-minute sort of time limit on the last boot, and I couldn't really sort of, I wouldn't say, if you want to get in touch, PS out is what it'll be, one is what bodies, what notes, and share to experiences. I think that's good if you can share experiences, if you can say to me, but I remember I used to work on a call center, and one of the campaigns I used to work on was for Procter & Gamble, yeah, the Bolden area and that sort. And they were sort of, oh, they phone up and say, oh, well, yeah, my case got eczema. I thought, well, I've got eczema. This is, I tend to wash maybe at 6 degrees, which I tend to do anyway. It gets rid of all the dust mites and dead bugs and all the rest of it, and really, really gets the sheet clean. And I use, obviously, I tend to use at the time, I was using Clarion, but actually other detergents are available. But it's just, so it's just for me the chance of saying, well, yes, okay, I suffer myself, this is what I try to do, and if it works, then Saturday phone back saying, oh yeah, we tried that and it seemed to work and thank you very much. And so if you've got any sort of queries or suggestions or comments you want to make about eczema, skin complaints, what have you, then, you know, feel free to drop me a line and tweet me or send me a message to Audioboo or send me a message on Facebook or whatever. Yeah, I promise I won't bite. And love to hear from you guys. So that's just really it. This is for part three of Living Vex. But as I say, I had done a similar one some time ago. Of course, you'd be proud on Audioboo, my Audioboo. Here on audioboo.fm, you will probably see some other X-related topics. So anyway, I'm going to say ta for now, and bid you all well, and if you do are suffering from X, I hope it does clear up for you soon. If you're on any treatments or medication for it, I hope it kicks in, it works for you, and hope you can grow out of it if you're a youngster or a parent with a child that's got eczema or whatever. Hope they do grow out of it. You know, if they don't, they don't. I think it's not the end of the world. I think that's important to stress, that if you've got it in adulthood, it doesn't, or sorry, it shouldn't prevent you from leading a normal, active, healthy, enjoyable life, basically. Remember, folks, you control it. It, the eczema, doesn't control you. So anyway, I'm going to say ta-ta for now, and wish you all well. And, you know, if you know the drill, if you want to get in touch, please do. Please feel free. But anyway, for now, for the moment, it's goodbye.